My name is Esprit Devora, host of the Women in Tech Show. The show means a lot to me. The reason why I wanted to create the Women in Tech Show is I wanted to create a positive piece of content, something where people can listen and say, if she can do it, so can I. I call it actionable empowerment. Every single episode, you'll hear the story of a fantastic woman in tech, from engineers to founders to investors to journalists to designers, all sorts of different females in tech who have thrived. I want to share their stories with you so that you can know what resources, mentors, and life situations they accessed in order to get to where they are today. Enjoy.
What's going on, everyone? This is Erica Dela Cruz in for Ms. Esprit Devora. Today with us on the show, we have Ms. Megan McGee, co-founder of Make Apps, as well as Help Her Bot. I can't wait to get into this. You're listening to the Women in Tech podcast. What's going on, Ms. Megan? How are you?
I'm great, Erica. How are you?
I'm great. So I gave you a mini intro, but we really want to get to know you here on the show. So what can you tell our audience about you, your company? Give us a more in-depth introduction.
Absolutely. So I am the founder of Make Apps, a software development shop, and Help Her Bot, which is a chat bot to connect humans at risk to the resources that they need.
Love it. So got it. So when you say chatbot for humans at risk, essentially instead of calling a hotline or, you know, Googling the nearest shelter, they could hop on to Help Her chatbot and have a real conversation and get the information they need.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
Incredible. Love, love, love that. So how long have you been with the company?
So we started in August.
Awesome. Fresh.
Yes, absolutely.
Gotcha. And what got you started in tech? What was your interest that led you to tech?
So I've always loved computers, definitely spent way too much time on them, or just enough. But I actually did not think about a career in technology up until 2 or 3 years ago. When I met my now business partner. But it really, the idea of being able to challenge myself, but also have some flexibility in terms of what direction I go in appealed to me.
That's incredible. So what was it that got you inspired to do this? Were you called to create Help Her? Because this chatbot is specifically to help those in kind of crisis or who need that help really quickly, right?
Yeah. So there's a story. My good friend Victoria Vanese is a youth mentor and after school consultant in Brooklyn. We went to college together. And she came to me upset about a situation that she had with one of the girls that she was working with. She works in Brownsville, New York, mostly with teenage girls that are at risk. And so she told me that one of the youth that she was working with had been kicked out of her house and had tried to go to multiple adult shelters and then called her and had nowhere to stay. Mm. And she saw this as an issue of not having access to the information readily. And I was there with her, and I have been learning about building chatbots, and so I came up with this idea to create something that would deliver the information, deliver information that could help people in crisis through Messenger rather than, the traditional going to an agency or Googling and hoping. Mm-hmm.
Wow. So straight from a real life scenario. So you experience this, the idea pops into your head, you have the tools at your disposal to create Help Her Bot. And so what was really the factor or the switch for you to take action on that? What were the first steps? If someone's sitting with an idea and they'd like to implement it, they'd like to, you know, create that in actuality, what were those first steps that you took in order to make this happen?
I think that, sometimes the idea comes to you first and then you act on it. And sometimes the problem like hits you in the face and you feel like you have to do something about it. And they're, two different situations that I've been in with this in particular, I was just kind of horrified at the thought that, like, there are teenage girls that don't have a place to stay.
Wow. So it was just so big that it hit you.
Yeah,
in the heart.
Yeah. It just kind of was like, oh my God.
Got it.
I mean, and this wasn't lost on me. It's just, you know, having a friend that I care a lot about, you know, share the details of the situation, it really
resonated.
It really did.
Gotcha. Wow. So in building Help Her Bot and even Make Apps, being a co-founder in that, have you had a mentor or someone just helping you along the journey, maybe to guide you through this?
Yeah. So my co-founder on Make Apps, Matthew Jezewell, has been with me through it all. You know, we've been working together for a couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
He guided me through learning how to code. When we met, he was actually a TA for Columbia's Computer Science 101 class.
It's pretty techie.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I mean, that has been huge for me. You know, just
having someone there.
Yeah, all the time. You know.
Got
it. The best, very talented technologist.
Love it, love it. And we were talking earlier about you initially studying psychology. And one of my questions is, was there ever a point that you decided the route you were going on and the trajectory that you were on was you just needed to pivot and it maybe wasn't the right trajectory and you went into something else? If so, what was that like?
Yeah, so that is a huge part of the story. When I was in college, I was studying psychology, but I had this sort of nagging feeling that, like, there's just sort of this panic that mm-hmm. I couldn't put my finger on. I just wasn't sure. It was like, okay, I could go get my PhD and then I could go teach. And there was sort of like a lack of authenticity in my journey. Like, I don't know, like that's the way that I describe it.
Yeah, you weren't
in
your calling.
I wasn't listening to myself. I was like, I need to do this so I can, you know, show my parents this and other
societal
people that.
Societal constructs.
Yes, all these things like in my ear distracting me. And it took a year of me scratching my head a little bit. I was a canvasser for a grassroots organization, which is great.
All right.
But, you know, it just sort of like, it was, it came to me in the summer of 2013. I was like, I cannot be, I don't know.
And you just pivoted, you switched to tech.
Yep. And wow. Tech it was, studying part-time and working for 2 years, just
love
it. Grinding, learning.
What lessons came from that? What lessons came from making that pivot and kind of deciding this feels better and it doesn't matter that it's not in line with the with the education that I've gone through thus far.
I would say listen to your gut and that, like, getting really good at knowing what you're feeling and cultivating self-awareness in that department. Just like,
totally.
If you get a good feeling, go with it. And there might be an opportunity at the end of the road.
Yeah, my meter for business is always, how do I feel? How do I feel about this or in this? And sometimes you're not going to feel great, you know, when you're carrying out those day-to-day tasks. But if you're going to do something the rest of your life, hope it feels good.
Yeah.
I love that. So what's next for you?
So I'm really excited. My partner and I have a meeting coming up with a big university who's looking to possibly fund the build out of Help Her.
Ooh.
So, yeah, that's really exciting. That should be coming up in February. And we've already had a couple of phone calls with this organization. We'll be assisting them in doing some research too.
Totally.
Yeah, which is neat.
Got it. So yeah, dual benefit, which is nice. Well, we're holding great space for you. Here at Women in Tech. Thank you so much for being with us today, Megan. How can people reach you? How can they stay in touch?
So my Facebook is where I do a lot of my communication, even like this stuff. You can search for me there, MEGANMCGEE. And if anyone wants to shoot me an email, you can at Megan at makeapps.com. makeapps.io.
Love it. That's Megan at makeapps.io. Thank you so much for being with us today. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Miss Megan McGee, co-founder of Make Apps and Help Her Bot. You're listening to Women in Tech Podcast.
This episode of the Women in Tech Show is powered by UpGuard. UpGuard's discovery engine brings visibility to complex IT environments, enabling teams to quickly identify risk, confirm compliance, and make business safer. They are proud supporters and employers of incredible women in tech. To be notified every time a new Women in Tech episode is released, simply text Women in Tech to 310-872-2423. That's 310-872-2423. To support the Women in Tech Show, it's super easy. All you need to do is start doing your Amazon shopping by clicking on this link first, womenintechshow.com/Amazon. That's womenintechshow.com/Amazon. The Women in Tech Show is hosted by Esprit Devora, edited by MKW Films, show notes provided by Carl Marty, music by Jay Huffman Live. The Women in Tech Show is a WeAreTech.fm production.